I'm Steve Jess with Montana News. Montana farmers will have to take the changing climate into account, even planting different species to accommodate warmer temperatures. That was part of the message delivered at a gathering in Great Falls today, sponsored by the Montana Farmers Union. Justin Derner, a research leader with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, said Midwestern farmers are already planting more corn and less wheat, partly in response to changes in temperature and precipitation.
We already know that corn is moving largely from the Midwest now into the eastern part of the plains. Predictions are there might be up to 10 million acres of southern Canada planted of corn in the next decade or two. So that's really going to influence in terms of land use, in terms of cropping production.
Climate change has also increased the threat posed by cheatgrass, an invasive weed that fuels many summer wildfires. Fabian Menelet, a climate researcher with Montana State University, says increasing carbon dioxide over the last 50 years has made cheatgrass grow taller and burn hotter.
So this cycle that we see of cheatgrass, you know, enhancing the fire dynamic is actually related to the concentration of CO2 in the atmosphere.
The session, called Plowing Forward, was first suggested by Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester, who was originally scheduled to attend until his flight was canceled because of weather. Health officials are joining a push for the Environmental Protection Agency to acknowledge East Helena meets air quality standards for sulfur dioxide and lead. The Independent Record reports the town was originally listed for failure to meet the standards due to a smelter that was shut down in 2001. Remediation efforts are ongoing. A Billings car dealer is once again proposing a ballot measure to ban medical marijuana in Montana. The Billings Gazette reports Steve Zabawa submitted proposed ballot language that would repeal Montana's medical marijuana law. Zabawa failed in an effort to collect signatures for a similar measure on the 2014 ballot. Montana will keep doing business with a testing company despite technical flaws this year that likely dropped the state below a required participation rate. The decision to honor the five-year contract came as State Superintendent of Public Instruction Denise Juneau announced that about 82% of Montana's public school students took the assessments provided electronically by Measured Progress. If the figures confirmed by the federal government, 2015 would be the first year Montana has failed to reach the 95% participation rate required under the 2001 No Child Left Behind Act. Juneau made the tests voluntary about 2 weeks into the process after widespread technical glitches made the exams nearly impossible to take at some schools. The problem stemmed from a consortium that crafts Common Core tests and a social science organization that also participates in the process, according to Juneau. Montana is in a five-year contract with Measured Progress that began last year. The state paid the company $1.3 million for services this year. A Helena judge has halted a Miles City man from accepting any more investors into his house flipping business because the state alleges the investment was not registered. District Judge Kathy Seeley issued the temporary restraining order against Richard Brandt of Miles City. She's scheduled a hearing Monday to determine if that restraining order should be made permanent. Securities Commissioner Monica Lindeen sought the order, alleging that Brandt defrauded two elderly residents of Miles City. State officials for the first time are compiling monthly unemployment rates for the seven Indian reservations. Department of Labor and Industry Chief Economist Barbara Wagner says the reservation statistics previously were compiled annually, which wasn't allowing for the best economic development decisions. The Flathead Reservation had the lowest unemployment rate in May at 4.3%, while the Blackfeet Reservation had the highest at 11%. Others included Fort Peck at 4.9%, the Crow Reservation at 8.5%, Fort Belknap at 8.9%, and both the Northern Cheyenne and Rocky Boy reservations with unemployment rates of 9.6%. Those numbers were released today in a report that includes Montana's statewide, seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 3.9% for May. Federal prosecutors have filed criminal fraud charges against the company that owns a now-shuttered gold mine operation outside Helena. U.S. Attorney's Office has unsealed its case against Drumlummon Gold Corporation and Mine Safety Inspector Seibert Smith. The indictment alleges the company and Smith knowingly made a false statement and representation on a Mine Safety and Health Administration form. Prosecutors say the company lied when it said in 2013 that an employee was trained to operate a Bobcat utility vehicle. Drumlummon attorney Al Avignon said Friday the employee was trained, but the person who filled out the form misremembered when the training happened and entered the wrong date. Attorneys for the company and Smith entered not guilty pleas during arraignment on Wednesday. That's a look at Montana News. I'm Steve Jess on Montana Public Radio.